and studying God's Torah, His words, His instructions, His wisdom to His people, those who call Him Adonai, those who say, I believe. To those people who claim to be citizens of a heavenly kingdom, a very beautiful melody, canopy that God exemplifies in His Torah over His people, and how beautiful it is. The instructions are not hard. They're beautiful. You know, you have instructions when you go to an amusement park. Even restrictions have to be X amount of weight, have to be particularly a certain height, have to sit a certain way, have to put a bar over you or a belt around you, have to sit a certain way. In order to enjoy the beauty of the thrill of those G-forces, those curves, those dips, those dives, those peaks, you have instructions, commands, mitzvahs. You don't complain about them for the most part, because in order to enjoy them, you also have to be safe. So he says, don't give your eye to the sexual woman with the red lipstick, the dress above her knee, the blouse half down her breast. Don't give your eye. It's not because I don't want you to enjoy the woman. I want you to be safe when you enjoy the woman, not the one who's luring you, not the one who's already been with several men. No, I want you to be safe. And I want you to treat her properly when I do present her to you. I want you to treat her like a gift, not a rag doll. I want you to be safe with the plants and the herbs of the field, with the animals. I want you to be safe, not to abuse meat, to abuse meat, not to hunt for the sake of hunting, for sport, for food, yes. I want you to be safe. And I want you, because you are my people, to build my house before yours. I want you to take care of my messengers, my priests, my prophets before you. I want you to do this so that you will acknowledge that your whole purpose for being is the kingdom of God, not the kingdom of your real estate empire, not the kingdom of your mansionized house, but God's house first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all the kingdom, those things that are under His domain that concern Him, which indirectly will concern you. If the king is righteous, the people rejoice. If the king is pleased, the people get the benefit. And we are opposite in the Western world because we do not have a kingdom mentality. We don't understand. We mock because we cannot comprehend how young boys and men are reading Torah all day in Israel and are subsidized by the very government of Israel to do it. Others mock them and despise them because they're not kingdom mentality. They hate it. But why would they hate it? They think they're getting something for free. Really? You are bored reading the Bible for 2 hours. They read and study all day. You're exhausted with the constant conservative fare and not being loose and goosey with your clothes. They're conservative. They're not out looking for the adrenaline and the dopamine on a surfboard or a mountain. They're not acting, well, you can do that, but not the priest, not the called out. And God wants to make sure what it is that you value. But you'll give more to the things that do not benefit the kingdom, but benefit you. Your search for highs and lust. The search for your glory, your kingdom, your house, and God's kingdom. That's why he says, touch not my prophet, do my anointed no harm. Touch not my anointed, do my prophets no harm. That's why the priests received the offerings and the tithes. But they were not allowed to own. They were provided for. You can own, not the priest. He is given an allotment. He is given a house. He is given a place because he has to tend the sheep with what really matters, the people that are really your spiritual TED talk. But you'll invest the money for the people that invest in the things that rust and decay and thieves can steal. See, your real master classes, your real TED talks are God talks, God's messengers, God's ministers over you. Because that's who you really are. You are a spirit, not a man that needs $10,000 bikes, $4,000 guitars, $1 million homes. You are, if you are a child of God, if you are grafted into the chosen, then your emphasis is on the kingdom and anything that contributes to the kingdom and its message. And that's the value. And when you live that way, you honor God first, honor whom God has sent, honor the messenger, honor the message, live to the glory of God. You've received blessings and still think that the priest, the messenger that God sends you, should have a cap and a limit on what he receives. You continue to grow in your jobs, in your wealth, but not God. You don't continue to add to the Lord. You keep the Lord at that minimum. Isn't that interesting? We get raises. Do you give God a raise? No. We get property. Do you give God property? Do you support the work of the Lord and those who he sends? Can you imagine what it would look like on this earth if those of us who, I'm not talking about the unbelievers, but those of us who follow the Lord, if we truly had dedicated all that time and money that we've spent and drugs and alcohol and gambling and women and dogs and things and in stuff in hedonistic vacations on nasty beaches with naked, half-naked women, men. Can you imagine if that same energy had been exerted for the thing that you claim that you believe in? Many of you should be dead. And God has brought some of you back from the dead in the hospital. Through many dangerous toils and snares. But your thanks happened once, and you never live a life of gratitude. Your life should have been over, but God added years to you, and you gave him even less back. You're not confessing. The priests and the ministers have to chase you, but you don't chase them. You have no questions. You're arrogant, prideful, hateful. And you are angry. You're not passively aggressive. You are actively aggressive. You're angry. Ungrateful and unthankful. And it is sad what is coming to you. Because God sees. And all his mercy and grace, you continue to be self-absorbed. You tell God to wait. You tell his messengers to wait. But you continue and lie to yourselves. God help you. The Lord be kind and gracious unto you, grant you compassion until you repent. Asaph said it best in Psalm 73. Hope you take the time to meditate over it and read it. Shabbat Shalom.